Hi, thank you so much for holding. My name is Shani. I'm the supervisor here that will be assisting you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
May I have your name, please?
Diane Nishiki Finley.
All right. I do show that you were speaking with a previous agent that said they were having trouble finding an account for you, and you're seeing some charges on your account.
I am.
With the charges that you're seeing on the account, is there a customer service number listed with those charges?
Well, that's the number I called right here.
Okay, so that's how you reached us. What is your zip code?
94404.
What's the amount of the charges that you're seeing?
Okay, $56.95, and it's been since April, May, June, July. I'm not even sure if it goes beyond. I'm trying to check.
Okay. Can you confirm your address for me?
Yes, 805 Vegas Circle, Foster City, California.
Okay, and this account is for Richard Nishiki Finley?
Yes, yes. He's my husband. We both have that.
Okay, give me just a second. The account is loading here.
Okay.
Okay, and it looks like he's enrolled into our discount membership store. It's a monthly membership of $56.95 each month that he's enrolled. It does give him a $125 gift card voucher that's sent to the email, so that way he's able to shop at the online consumer store. This originated when a tracker tag was ordered in April.
We both did not okay any monthly charge or joining of any type of, program.
Okay.
It was never mentioned to us. So they said you can, to Costco. It was an email through Costco. And so we signed up for the flashlight or whatever it was.
It was a tracker tag.
Yeah.
Where it was $7.95 shipping and handling. However,
right.
With the offer, there were some terms and conditions.
There was nothing stated.
Okay, well, that information would have been on the checkout page. When you put in your card information, you would have to check off agreeing to the terms and conditions of you enrolling into that discount membership store. So that's why the account was being billed monthly.
Yeah. Obviously, we did not use anything thereafter.
Okay, I don't have a way to see whether it was used or not. I do know that the emails are sent out and automatically generated each month that the account remains open.
What email was it sent to?
It was sent to nishikifinley@att.net.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna dispute these charges because we did not thereafter. We weren't advised of this, and we did not use it thereafter.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, but you're welcome to dispute the charges with your bank or your card company. However, due to those terms and conditions of ordering that tracker tag and also the monthly charges, the bank is not going to issue a refund for all of these monthly charges because the account
I'm going to dispute
canceled.
It through your company. What is the company that I should – who are you and what can
well,
I get you, information on?
Yes, ma'am, you're dealing with, I do have your account here to assist you, but unfortunately what I'm explaining is due to the terms and conditions, that's why your account was being charged monthly. The most that I can go ahead and do is get this account canceled. The last time that we billed your account was on July the 15th for $56.95. The most that I could do, being that we've sent that gift card voucher already, I could do a 50% courtesy refund of that $56.95, being that we're canceling the account.
You'll give us 50% of what?
You were charged on July 15th for $56.95. I can do a refund of 50%, which would be $28.48.
I'd like to go further than that. Can I get, where can we contact the company?
You're speaking with the company, ma'am.
Can I, well, we need to, I need an address. I need the name of the company. What is the company's name? It says Trendy. P-R-O-D.
Okay. All of this information is in your email as far as the corporate information to get in touch with corporate. As far as handling your account, you've reached the right department. I'm a supervisor here that is assisting your account. And it's due to your terms and conditions. I cannot refund all of your charges for you. The most that I could do is that cancel the account for any future charges and do a 50% refund for your July charge.
Can I just cancel that account and can I get your name and all the information that I requested through you?
Yes.
Through you, not through an email.
Yes.
Because I don't even, we can't even say we got the email.
Yes, I can provide you with a confirmation
okay.
number if you would like to write that down.
Okay, go ahead.
261-013-533. That confirms your cancel.
Mm-hmm. And your name?
It's Shaney. It's Shaney.
Okay. That's your first name?
Yes.
And your last name?
Cleveland. Cleveland.
Okay. And what is the address of the company? And what is the name of the company?
We're an online service. It's Factory Direct Savings.
Factory Direct Savings.
Mm-hmm. And the website, you can go to hotconsumerdeals.com.
Is there an address for this company?
No, ma'am.
Other than online?
It's an online service. There is no physical address.
So Factory Direct Savings.
Mm-hmm. That's the membership program that he was enrolled to where it sends him the gift card vouchers.
Okay. Okay, so the account has been canceled?
Correct.
Okay.
And I also did refund $28.48. That refund does take 3 to 5 business days to return back to the card.
And all the other charges since March, April, May, June, and June?
I don't have a charge in March. The first charge was $7.95. Yes, that was done on April the 5th.
Two charges in April, May, June. Can I get refunded for any of that?
No, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay, so we'll go ahead and do what we can on this end then. All right.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Are there any other companies that you deal with?
We do deal with 400 different companies, but again, it's depending on if you have an account with them. I would have to locate an account first before I could see which company that you would be with.
Okay. Can I do that?
The only charge that I have you was for the $56.95. Are you seeing additional charges?
There are other companies that are charging me as well.
I don't know. Not on this account. No, ma'am. If you have other companies
okay.
that are billing you, I'm not sure. You would have to contact
okay.
that merchant if you're seeing a charge on your account.
Right. Okay. I will do that too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service.
Okay.